Again, I appreciate everybody's attendance. I don't know why everybody's so here to see me. This is pretty simple. Still football season. I, for one, believe that this is the time for the head coach and the team to do what they do, and I should remain behind closed doors. So whatever questions you ask, I will answer. So I'll open it up. No, I don't think he's exceeded anything. I think that, again, I'm a firm believer that guys given opportunities perform to the level that they're asked. So either they make it or they don't. I think that's for a lot of the players on this team, is that sometimes it's good when you don't have all the namesake and fanfare and you just go out and you just accomplish your job. I think that our goals never stop. I think inevitably we want to build long-term success here, and that's a week-to-week process. It's the little things incrementally that leads to greatness. So I think we're going to stay on that track, and we're going to let all the other stuff kind of take care of itself in time. I think development is individual. I think guys get into it, what they put out of it. And, you know, for me, I'm excited about kind of where our guys are. I think all along we knew we drafted Johnny, and we knew that we wanted him to develop and take his time. From my perspective, I would tell you that there's a lot of things that people say and people think they know that they don't. So from where he's progressing and what we're asking him to do, I feel good about where he's at. I feel good about where Brian's at, and I feel good about where the Cleveland Browns are in regards to those two players. I think Mike Pettine is awesome. I think he's phenomenal to work with. I think he's smart. I think he's a leader. I think that he's definitely taken the bull by the horns, and he's not afraid to balance today with tomorrow. So he understands of where we're trying to take this thing long-term, but he also understands what we got to accomplish today. So I'm all in on Mike Pettine. I think I'm happy anytime you have players around. I mean, I hate to say it, the offseason gets boring to some degree when the building gets empty and it's quiet and the players aren't here and the coaches aren't fired about going to practice. But I'm always excited when our players are in the building, specifically non-bye weeks, when you actually get a chance to compete and demonstrate who you are. So I think that's really our focus right now during the season, is to who's going to be available in any particular game, and how those guys prepared to play when we do hit the field on Sunday, Saturday, or this week, Thursday. My confidence hasn't wavered in Justin. The National Football League is tough, and guys get their opportunities, and they grow in time. So the movie's not over. I would tell you I'm not an instant evaluator. I believe in time kind of paints the picture, and so I'm going to give it time. I mean, what's a big opportunity? I mean, right now, I mean, like, to me, I would say, do you disrupt what you do offensively to just make sure that you throw the ball to Josh Gordon? I don't know if that's really the right way to operate. Is he a phenomenal talent? Sure, I'd tell you that. He is a talented young man, and he can do a lot of good things. But do you kind of disrupt what you are to just make sure that one person gets the ball? I think that teams win. Talent doesn't. It's really about building a team, and people have to find a way to fit into the team. And I think that's what we're looking for here, is a championship-level team. I like Nick. We signed Nick. We knew his circumstance before he went on NFI, and we had him around. To his credit, the young man took the time to get healthy and put himself in the best position to play. The guy had 1 week of practice and then had another week of practice and had to go play, had to go start a game in the National Football League. That's a hard circumstance. I mean, he's had his good, he's had his bad. I think that when things are good around him, he can be functional. He can do the job. So I'm not dismayed by Nick. I'm not turned off by Nick. I think that if somebody was expecting the resurgence of Alex Mack to walk out of that tunnel, I would say that we're kind of fooling ourselves, or, you know, looking for purple unicorns. I'm excited by kind of where he's at and what he's accomplished to date with the time he's had. Again, nothing that I said, I know this may get painted, though, I'm trying to point at Josh. I'm not pointing at Josh. The statement is made in general that everybody on our football team has to play a role. They got to fit into what we want to do. They got to play those roles to that degree. Coaches like when guys come in and we say, look, you should be in the B gap, and you're in the B gap. Or you should stunt and you should blitz, then you should stunt and blitz. You shouldn't hesitate. It's about accomplishing your task and doing it in time. And I think that that's what we're focused on, is making sure that guys can not only learn the playbook but respond in time and play accordingly. So there's no slight on Josh. There's no intimation that I said that he was suspect or he wasn't doing anything that he was asked to do. This is more of everybody that comes to our football team. It's not based on talent. It's based upon, can you fit into what we're going to do short and long term? I do. I talk to him, and again, that's not my role. That's Pett and Kyle and those guys. They make those decisions, and I watch from afar and just grade the tape. So I'll make my evaluations of who's good and who's not and what's happening and what's not. And, you know, we have some conversations, but it's not my role to determine, decide, or really influence that group. Right in the middle. I think that there's a point where I think we have we've done some good things. So I'm not going to diminish kind of how our coaches have utilized our guys and how they've performed to date. But I also tell you there's a lot more to go. I hate to say this, but the National Football League is always about the immediacy of now. What did you accomplish today? Every game this year, oh, this is the greatest game. This is the biggest game for the Browns, and it's not going to change. As the season moves on, the very next game will be the biggest game for the Browns. And everyone will hold a different tale as to how well we're doing or how bad we're performing. So I think we have to just go out and demonstrate kind of who we are on a week-to-week basis, and that consistency over time will prove who we are long-term.